justice!
Without warning, he charged, swinging his iron war club. Bosie, however, was ready. Skipping to one side, he launched himself into a high sideways leap, the hare's powerful footpaws cannoned into the shrew's head, laying him flat out and stunned. It all happened so quickly that the onlookers were amazed. Maddle turned to Dwink, his jaw agape.
Suffering seasons! What a kick!
Dwink shrugged as if he had seen it all before.
Oh, Red Wool warriors are good at their job. Ain't that right, Skip?
The other chieftain nodded sagely.
Oi, mate.
Maddle was still greatly impressed.
I never seen any beast do that afore. I wonder, would Mr. Bosie teach me how to kick like that?
Bosie retrieved his sword from Skipper.
You have to be born with a foot push to do it, laddie. There's not a move you'd learn overnight, you can.
But Maddle was not listening. He had suddenly sat down and was gagging, as though he were going to be sick. Bosie looked at the young Gowsome oddly.
Are you all right, bunny lad? What ails ye?
Skipper saw the trouble right away. Grabbing Maddle, he spoke urgently to the hare.
It's those blinking painted ones, mate. Get every beast back under the trees. Quick!
Throwing Maddle across his shoulder, the otter scrambled back to the dry ditch bed, in the protecting cover of the trees. Every beast followed, with Bosie arriving last because he was assisting the half-conscious Tugger Bruster. Now they could hear the painted ones calling from across the clearing, taunting and threatening.
Kill you nice and slow.
Bosie glanced up at the treetops on the far side of the clearing. He muttered orders which were passed along amongst the Gowsome.
Keep your heads down. Look to your bows, arrows and sling stones. Watch the trees either side. I have a feeling they're going to circle round and trap us in a pincer movement. Keep those eyes peeled and wait on my command.
He turned to Skipper.
How's young Maddle? Is he hurt?
The otter chieftain had laid Maddle down. He was inspecting the Gowsome shrew's still form.
He's dead. There ain't nothing we can do for him.
Humphrey could not believe what he had just heard.
Dead? But he was standing talking to us not a moment back.
Skipper pointed to Maddle's throat.
See those darts? Three of them. I was shot with one in the footpaw, back in the tunnel. I couldn't move me leg for almost a day. It was deadened. Those scum must tip their darts with some sort of poison. Poor young Maddle took three in his throat. Cut off his breath. He choked. There was nothing any beast could have done to save him. Nothing.
The news spread like wildfire. Shrews began chattering nervously. One rose as if to make a break and run for it. Samulus tripped him, muttering angrily.
Do as Bosie says. Keep your head down and arm yourselves. Try to run and they'll cut you down.